Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk about your Giants on The Fan. Call 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream every NFL on CBS playoff game. Live on Paramount Plus.
All right, let's make a little scratch. Football picks, BT and Sal, brought to you by ELEC 825, building our future, and by London menswear brand Charles Turwitt. Shop your new favorites at ctshirts.com.
Segment Wild Card Weekend Edition. We're going to change it up a little bit as the Perfect Parlay Pick segment throughout the course of the regular season has ended. I was in first place, you know by now, and if you don't, where have you been? But BT and Hoff are going to have to dress up. BT will be Brother Love. Hoff will be Papa Shango for losing. So nothing really on the line here, BT, as we go to the postseason. But I do want to pick each game this weekend. Well, not just this weekend, obviously throughout the course of the weekend and then Monday night. And then we should give our perfect parlay on top of it. So okay, we'll cover everything here. And, of course, as always, you start us off.
All right, here's the music. I love the Chargers. Brother Sal, yeah. Brother Huff, Brother Boyle. Give me the Chargers -3 over the Houston Texans. I love their defense. Obviously, Harbaugh's a stud. I got respect for the Texans, but I just like their bounce. Chargers -3. I've said it a million times. Give me the Ravens. Lay the 9.5 points. I'm not going to back off that now. Yeah, a little pause there because I don't know exactly what the Steelers will do with the quarterback position, but it is time for Lamar to slay these Pittsburgh demons, light it up, go bonkers. Ravens -9.5. Give me Denver +8.5 at Buffalo. Denver is well coached. I know they've got a rookie, but he seemed quarterback, pretty poised. Got a good defense there. I've got great respect for the Bills. I really do. But 8.5 is a big number, kind of quirky. Too much for me to pass up. Denver +8.5. Green Bay is at Philly, NFC. That's also an interesting number, 5.5. I'm going to take the Packers. Packers +5.5. I don't know exactly where Jalen Hurts is. I've ridden Philly all year. You know that in these picks. I love them. They're just a little vulnerable, maybe. So 5.5 is appealing to me. Green Bay, give me Washington +3 at Tampa. Love Baker, but I do like the Commanders getting a little money here. And I'm going to take the Rams +3. I got a lot of dogs here. Rams +3 over the Vikings. So Chargers -3. Give me the Ravens -9.5. Denver +8.5. Green Bay +5.5. Washington +3 and the Rams +3. Now, should I do the parlay now?
Yeah, I want your perfect parlay. So basically, this is just going to be the best bets, however you want to parlay it. Yeah. Minimum two teams.
I'm going to go for two spot here. Give me the Ravens. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. I've said this all week here. Ravens -9.5, and I'm going to take the Packers +5.5 down to Philly. Two winger right there.
All right, I like it. Well done. Nice and crisp right there. All right, Hoff, you're up second. What do you got?
Hey, I heard you were a wild one.
That's right.
He's definitely a wild one, this guy.
So, BT, I'm sorry.
Can't pick the games, but he can pick a music bet out there. Good job, Ops.
BT, I'm sorry to say, you and I are locked in on 5 of those games.
What? Really?
Yes.
Wow.
You're in trouble.
Which one do we disagree on?
So, I took the Chargers -3, Baltimore -9.5, Denver +8.5, as you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay +5.5. I love that pick. Washington +3. I'm taking Minnesota -3.
Wow.
The Vikes, that's the one difference, huh?
Yep.
So what's the reason? Any quick reason?
I just think the Vikings are the better team. Okay. I mean, the Rams have been good. They've been playing better.
Yeah.
But again, that game is in flux right now. They're going to be in Arizona. So it's a coin toss.
Okay.
All right, you give us your parlay. How many teams are you going to go here?
Oh, I'm going to do 4.
Okay. Okay. What are your 4 bets?
I'm definitely taking Baltimore -9.5. I'm doing Chargers -3. Going to take Minnesota -3 and the Packers +5.5.
All right. I mean, look, and this is going to happen when we start to dwindle down the number of games here that we can choose from. They're going to be similar picks, although I'm not as in aligned or in as much alignment as you two guys are. I'm going to start with, and I hate doing this because you know I love the Chargers. Horrible. I've been talking about them all year long. I could see a path where they could actually beat Kansas City. But there's something about a you know, the him being in his first year there, the inexperience maybe in the postseason for Herbert in that situation, going against an experienced Texans team on the road as well. It's tough to win playoff games on the road. Give me the Texans plus the three. I'm rooting for the Chargers to win, but since I'm picking the Texans to cover, I'm going to pick them. I would not put this in my parlay. I don't feel strong about it, but give me the Texans plus three in game number one. I've been talking about it all week long. I'm going to stick with the Steelers plus the 9.5 points. I just think it's too much, and I do love what Costo said about Fields. Mike Tomlin is an excellent head coach. Postseason, I would be stunned if the Steelers won this game, but I would be stunned if they got blown out. Give me Russell Wilson, a little Justin Fields sprinkled in, the Steelers' toughness, Mike Tomlin to keep it close Saturday night, plus 9.5 points. I love the Bills to cover this spread. That's where we're going to be a big disagreement there. I like Denver all year with Peyton. I think this is now where the tough gets going. Denver is maxed out. They made the postseason. Great season with a rookie quarterback. On the road in that wild environment against Josh Allen and the freaking Buffalo Bills who are trying to win a Super Bowl, I think this is a double-digit game for the Bills. So I feel comfortable, and that will be one of my parlay legs. Give me the Eagles minus 5.5 as well. I'm surprised BTU went away from them.
Yeah.
It's been the opposite, right? I've been going against them all year. You've been going with them.
Yeah.
And in this game, as much as I hate the Eagles, I can't bet against them anymore. It's only 5.5. It seems like a lot, but they could win that game by a touchdown with ease at home. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they lose outright. But give me the Eagles minus 5.5. I like the Bucs a lot in this game. I'm not a big Commanders guy. Dan Quinn, I don't trust in a big spot in the postseason. Again, rookie quarterback versus a Todd Bowles defense and Baker Mayfield's offense. I like the Bucs minus 3. And then Monday night, I like the Rams a lot. I know it's a neutral site game, but getting 3 against Minnesota, I'm going to think that Sam Darnold is more what he did Sunday night, especially in the postseason as things ratchet up. That was their season, that game Sunday night. And he looked awful, Sam Darnold did, against a banged-up Lions defense. We give Aaron Glenn credit, but still, that was a bad performance by Sam Darnold and the Vikings. I think the Rams are better coached, and maybe they do rally around the city now, and the game has to get moved, which is tough, but I'm getting 3 points, so give me the Rams. As for the perfect parlay, I'm going to go with a two-teamer here. I don't love a lot of these games. I'm only going to go two. I love the Bills. Give me the Bills minus 8.5. I think they win that game with relative ease on Sunday, Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And then give me the Bucks on the Sunday night game minus 3. Two favorites
Baker.
For a two-team perfect parlay. Those are the two games that my gut, at least right now, says I feel strongest with. I think it's a tough board.
And if you could watch one of these games, which one would it be?
Just one?
Just one.
I don't know, man. There are some good ones here. I know the easy answer is probably Packers and Eagles.
Ravens, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I actually want to see Buffalo and Denver.
That's the one that I might pick. Yeah. I think Denver's coming to play, man.
Bills.
They're not a warm weather team. They're used to this. Yep. It snows out there. It's cold out there in Denver.
You think they could beat them?
I'd be surprised if they win. I'd be equally surprised if they get absolutely bamboozled. I don't see them getting blown out.
You got a lot of the underdogs with points. You think any of these big underdogs can the Packers win? The biggest underdogs?
Packers could win.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, just because Jalen Broncos. Hurts, I'm not sure about Jalen Hurts.
But you like the Ravens, obviously, to blow them out. And
I do.
The Broncos, you don't think could actually win that game?
I don't think they can win.
That atmosphere.
Stop short of that.
The atmosphere in Buffalo, the postseason.
Great fans.
Looking forward to it. All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back. Finish up on the phones, discuss a little more Wild Card Weekend as well. BT and Sal on the Fan.